This is on the record, so this is for 96 Waterleaf Way. And we will go around the room and introduce ourselves for the record.
Okay. And then,
and then you'll have your time to tell us what you think the value is and why. And then we will ask you questions or there may be a discussion. At the end of the 15 minutes, we will deliberate and come up with a decision on what the value should be. Or what we determine the fair market value to be. You will get a notice in the mail from the town by certified mail in around 14 days. And it'll give our decision whether it's increased, stays the same, or decreases. Okay, then also include information on if you disagree with the decision, how to go about appealing that further. Okay, so let's go around the room and introduce yourselves.
Darby Shaw. Jerry Barrows.
Robert Vickery. And you've got the floor, Darby.
Okay, so we got the paper that came out, and it says prior assessment 368,100, and the new assessment 613,600. And we live in a neighborhood, HOA neighborhood. So there's 11 buildings, 22 units, all basically the same. However, I looked on the grand list to find out what other people's assessments were, because you can do that. And there's four that are 600 or over. Of those, ours was came in at the 613,600. There's Breyers, who is 628,600, Montaigne 613,400, and then Johnson, which is 619,100 even. And I brought pictures. We live on the east side, and we have our lawn. Once you step off the last step, is from here to the wall. We have no significant lawn whatsoever. When it rains or when the sprinkler system's on, there's like a, we call it a little brook that comes through, because the water just pools in there. In addition to that, we have no patio. We do not have a finished basement. We have and no large lawn that is on the other side. So I need to understand how ours, like, it didn't really double, but it went significant. I mean, obviously, I don't know what the others assessed at, but the ones that are over 600, all of them over 600 have large lawns, and I have pictures, patios, one has a generator. They all have things that we don't have. We have no patio, no yard, no generator. So and they're all basically the same. They're all three bedroom. They're two levels. They come with garage.
Yes, we can take a look at some of the neighboring ones. I believe they're all the same square footage. Pretty much all the same. So. I do apologize. I did have a list. I'm just going to pull up the list of Waterleaf.
Attached to you is 92 or
92 work.
Yeah. Correct. So five.
And he has a finished basement. And he's still.
There's 602. I'm just checking the measurements. By 20, 25 by 21. You said work is the...
It's next to us, yeah.
Is your shared one?
Yes.
Well, that's funny. We have them as being built as 2014, and it was 2017.
Yeah.
So what the heck is going on there? I'm just going to check the building permit and find out when it was actually built.
Yeah, we just moved there 6 years ago in October, and I think they told us it was one of the last ones built, so.
Yeah, so it's 2017. So the permit was November 2016, so that it was built in 2017. So theirs is, their year built is inaccurate. So that would put them with their finished basement at 622,800. 622,800. If we correct it there, which makes sense with their finished basement, you're not having a finished basement, of being a roughly $10,000 difference. Shoot. Take a look at one that was one of the first ones.
I think one of the first ones built was directly across the street from us. It used to be Jackie Miller, and I think now it's Collins, which is 105.
Collins?
Yes, I think her name is Diane.
So I have them as a 2014. And they have some finished basement. And they've got the patio. So 605, because it's an older, we have more depreciation on theirs. Yeah, because it's older.
Even though they have a huge patio. Huge.
Yep. So we add for the patio, we add for the finished basement because it's older. We're saying it's depreciated, but in value because of the age. So they're at 12% depreciated, whereas you're at 9% depreciated, and that's a 4% depreciation difference. And that's the difference between those two units. So it looks like the older ones are about 4% lower for the first ones to the latest, newest ones.
So then I have a question. Number 85, which is the Johnsons, theirs is at 619,000. And I don't think they were, I don't know when they were built, but that site was completed before ours, from my understanding. I mean, obviously I wasn't there, so I don't know for sure. Just from conversations with
2015 is when we have theirs, and they are 11% depreciated, and they have a finished basement as well. So you add the finished basement, just checking the measurements to make sure they're the same. Add for the finished basement, and then the slightly less depreciation from being a year, 2 year difference. So that makes more sense. Actually makes sense. So it looks like there's a, because it was built over a course of years, so if we go to, say, 44, which is at 593. I bet you this one's going to be one of the first ones. So that's a 2014, so it's an older one. And it has no finished basement. So the older ones with no finished basement, those are the ones in the 590s.
Okay.
And then as you get newer, that value increases, then the finished basement makes an adjustment too, and then the patios, non-patio ones, is an adjustment too. I'll just tell you what the adjustment is for the patio ones. So we said Keith Collins had a patio?
Yes. And the unit next to theirs. Mostly on the west side, because there's room for them. Where on our side, there wouldn't be room to put one in.
I'm going to pull up that values per.
If it goes by being newer, so that's why it's higher, 45 and 49, and you looked at Johnson's already, why is theirs so high?
I'll look at those. Just, I want to get the value of that patio. Let's see what we're assessing the patio for. So patio added value is $6,000, $6,500. Okay, so what was the question?
Number 45 and 49, Breyer is 45. 49 was LaMontagne, but they moved, they sold their house this year and moved, and I believe those were, I'm not sure, obviously.
It's sold for 590, but you're thinking the assessment is higher than yours? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, LaMontagne's number 49. Their assessment, $613,400.
Yeah. So we have that as a 2017.
Same as ours.
Yeah.
So that's why LaMontagne's, which is now something, a different name. Their first names, but not their last names, because they're tied to them. So, and I don't know Joanne's, because it wasn't on the sheet for some reason.
We can look her up, though. That was Mazza's? Joey Mazza? Is that right?
Is it Joy Mazza?
The one that was purchased? The Montes of turnover? I can't remember. I know they just barely moved in. What are we in June? In May?
Okay. Yeah. I'll see it. What was the sale price on that one?
$590,000.
$20,000. I thought that was a Mazda that was in that one.
Which one? Well, LaMontagne's, that's the one that owned it, that sold it.
That sold it.
I don't have a new name.
And the one next to them, 65, was Townsend, and that one just sold as well. And their last name, I think, is Hackett.
So that one sold for $625.
Yeah.
So 590 and 625, that's our price range. And that one,
I think they discovered they had a finished basement because they had to go through, we were talking to her yesterday, because they had to go through something if there wasn't ever a permit done or something, or it was put in when it was built, and they were
Yeah, so we don't have them as having a finished basement, so, and that's an older 2014.
So the 45 and 49, they were built the same year as ours, right? 2017, you said?
Which ones?
45 and 49. 45 is Briar. And then the one that just sold, you said those were built in 2017, that's why they were built.
49 was 17, then we have it as built in 17.
I guess I never knew that houses depreciate. I always thought they gained in value.
Well, yeah, so we do a cost approach. So it's a replacement cost, less depreciation is the value. So the idea is that materials wear and tear and have to be replaced. And there's life expectancy. So we have to build that into the assessment. You know, if you have two identical homes, identical square feet, everything's identical, one is 30 years old, one's brand new, which one are you going to pay more for? Yeah, so that's the idea. And it, you know, in your neighborhood, maybe it doesn't make a difference at all, but we do have that scale that we apply to everybody. So it's applied to your neighborhood as well.
So, I can't remember how much we purchased on for us. Like, I know it was way over what they asked because it was during COVID and we just wanted to get out of Burlington. So is there any way that we can get adjustment on that 613? Because, you know, we don't have the finished basement. The lawn is small. There's no lawn. Not that. We have the utility boxes that are in the front by our house. The driveway is so steep and we have ice build up. My husband, and this did happen, it slid down the driveway into the sidewalk because it's so steep. The things you know, you don't think of when you're buying it, you know.
Yeah.
I remember he came home from work and I said, you parked across the sidewalk. Yes, I did not. He went out and moved it, looked out. I said, it's across the sidewalk. Emergency brake on and everything. So after that, it's like, okay, we've got to clean up, move stuff in that garage because this is not good thing.
Just, you will benefit from the reappraisal. You will pay less in taxes.
I have a question. When I was looking at the grand list, what is, a lot of people have, at least it's in our neighborhood, family trust, revocable living trust, life estate. What are those?
Is that just the type of ownership, so
when they pass away,
yep.
It's easier. Yeah.
Okay. It's my probate that way.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was, because I, not that I know everybody's ages, but, you know, most of them are, you know,
yeah,
that don't want their
kids, grandkids fighting or whatever.
Right. Exactly.
So what's the next step?
So the next step is we will send you a notice in the mail by certified mail with the results of grievance. Roughly 2 weeks. By state statute, we have to have it out within 14 days at the end of the appeal hearings. Okay. So if we end it, say, July 8th, it's 14 days after that, we have to have mailed it by. Our turnaround's about a week. I know they're, I think they've sent out all the changes that were made from last week from the appeals already. So we want to get them turned around faster than have to wait.
Yeah, when does the tax bill come out? Is that like the end of July?
Yep. So typically it's July 15th, but we've extended it for a week to get through this process so that everybody can get their results or grievance notice before tax bills go out, and we have time to set the tax rates. Because we can't set the tax rates until we complete the appeal process.
So not that I want to irritate the works in any way, shape, or form, but will their age of their house be changed to the 2017, and would his increase, or is his going to stay the same because the date was wrong, even though it's attached to our building?
So the only way we can change it is if we do a result of grievance notice and send him a result of grievance notice. He has not grieved. They have not grieved. The other way is we do an errors and omission, which has to get permission from the select board at this point in the grand list, or we change it for next year. We eat the mistake, you know, if we had the wrong year on it, and we'll change it for next year. That's typically what we do. If it's in the favor of the homeowner, we wait till next year, or I should say, yeah, if we make the mistake and the homeowner benefits for the year, we will give it to them for the year because it was our mistake. So.
And we won't know until you send out that notification, the thing you're going to send out. Okay.
Yep.